Yeah, there you go. Well, I think I was telling you, I was monkeying around with that MikroTik router for a while, and great piece of kit, really is. And if you want to, immerse yourself in that whole MikroTik world and that, learn their system, it's second to none, really, as far as, highly configurable. There's literally nothing you can't do with it, but I just didn't have the patience for it. It's like, I don't do this for a living. I don't need to know this. I don't have to deploy, dozens of these all over. So, it would make sense for me to just, bone up and learn the system. And I finally succumbed to it, and I bought the, I don't know if it's the flagship Asus. I think they've got one that's more gaming-oriented, that's like one notch up from mine. But they're about the same price, and they're all the same. It's weird because they've got like two routers that are almost the exact same, except for one's got like six or eight antennas all the way around it, and looks like a spider, and that goes by like AX8000 or something like that. And then they got mine, which is the RTU, which has got the four antennas, more traditional looking, and they're literally the same router with some small exceptions. But it's a pretty damn good one. And now I throttle back my internet to something real basic, and it's like, yeah, well, I don't know if that was worth the effort, but at least I know the bottleneck's not on the inside of the house.